Hello, this is Shelley Antine, and I'm going to give you my take on the Taurus full moon partial lunar eclipse. It is arriving in the wee hours of the morning for the United States, 12:57 a.m. in Pacific and 3:57 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I've done quite a bit of talking about this because I was on Adventures in Truth live stream to discuss this one. One of the reasons is that taking place at 27 degrees, Sun in Scorpio and Moon at 27 Taurus, this chart is literally showing a complete conjunction of the Sun to the chart of our president. And so it's rather important. And one of the things, if you look at it in terms of Washington, D.C., or in terms of his chart, we've already seen that there is an approach to the eclipse because the full moon falls in his house of health and work and people who work for him. And we've already heard that there were people that tested positive for COVID that were going with him to the climate change conference in Europe, and he was okay. And we've also seen him come through with a culmination and fruition of Moon in Taurus in his house of work by getting the part of the bill signed, passed through, which had to do with a lot of the things that need to be attended to in this country, to actually have roads and bridges that are safe and all kinds of things, dealing with issues of replacing lead pipe and all of this. And all it means is that the finance, Taurus, and Scorpio, shared resources, this is the polarity between my stuff and our stuff, has shown itself already, and in a positive way. Everybody looks at eclipses as potentially negative because they can be endings, and a full moon can be fruition and harvest, or it can be challenge and separation. So it makes sense to worry, but to me, I feel that there may be some changes that will happen over the next 6 months, the orb of influence, that do have to do particularly with the people that he works with. And, you know, we'll see. But we don't have to assume the worst for him physically and project that onto him. I mean, I think that projection is important. So he will be getting the best care there's to give in this country, as we saw happen with the previous president who was ill for a while. But we are looking at those houses affecting an important person in the country at this particular eclipse. So, but for everyone, the polarity is the same. You know, it is the issue of, you know, who's in control of the situation. Taurus likes control just as much as Scorpio does. And I mean, I would think if we really looked at it, it would be the fixed signs that need to feel more control over things than others, because they're in that very profound position of, you know, being very certain and focused on their ideas or feelings or, you know, their expansion into consciousness and the expansion of their kingdom. So, you know, this is the polarity that we're in. The my stuff is the feeling instinctive of the moon. Taurus can be very possessive also. The Sun in Scorpio, I want to express my power by showing you how well I can manage this, is kind of what we're looking at in our lives in general. And this can be definitely affecting relationships. It may have already started to do that with the Scorpio-Taurus eclipse in a lunar eclipse being about feelings and relationships. You can get to this point now where the disparities or what you feel is negative issues are too great and it's time to disengage. And so if that's the case, that's the case, because this is maybe something when we get to eclipse time that has been brewing for a while. And the eclipse is the exclamation point to get something to shift and change. You know, mostly, and especially Taurus, we like to hold on to what is. And so this has to be a shake-up, you know. At the time of the lunar eclipse, we have Mercury also involved in close conjunction to the Sun. And so our thinking is aligned with the Sun in Scorpio. And so there can be also some secrets and things that are perhaps going to be revealed at this point in time. We also have Mars in Scorpio, and that is action that can be underground, and that is involved in one of the two T-squares that formed in the chart. Now, T-square is planets in opposition that both square another planet. So Mars is opposite Uranus in Taurus. And we went through that exact aspect in the morning of Wednesday, the 18th. And that can be a very volatile combination because Uranus is surprising and upsets, and Mars is anger. Again, there can be this, you know, not seen anger. It can be buried below the surface, but it's going to express itself at some point. Mars and Uranus opposing are both squared by Saturn in Aquarius. So we are being asked here to observe decorum in our setting of group or friendship or when we're looking at the future, and to take a look at what would be the cautious way of approaching and not get caught up in the impatient need or the desire to control. So that's going on. And then the other T-square is the one that's formed by the Sun opposition the Moon. And that comes from Jupiter in Aquarius. So this is telling us when you get into this impassable, immovable opposition of values and, you know, who's going to be in control, that if we would just simply expand our vision and allow for an expansion of our consciousness, it might not be so bad, let's say. The planet Neptune and the planet Pluto are helpful at this time, as they are both ways for the Sun and Moon to move away from opposing and get a little bit of Neptunian psychic messages and insights, and also a bit of support about the transformational potentials of structure from Pluto in Capricorn. Venus in Capricorn is helping Mars, opposition to Uranus and Taurus, and Venus rules Taurus. So she's trying to caution both sides to be more practical and to work towards something. Don't try to overturn the apple cart. You know, take a path that is bound for success instead. So those are the major energy aspects that we have going on at the time. And this is where we can start to feel into what is going to change or what has already begun to transform and change. And of course, 2 weeks from now, we'll have the solar eclipse. So things have been moving with a lunar eclipse on the feelings level. And when we get to the solar eclipse in Sagittarius, 12 degrees Sagittarius, that's when the action in the world may come forward and things will change out there too. And we also are looking at the fact that we're coming to the end of a calendar year and also a solar cycle. And this eclipse falls when we are looking at what we want to transform, because it is in the Scorpio time. Before we move into a new year, what can we deal with and get out of the way and clear away before we start on what we hope is a new and even better year ahead? So appropriately, this is a time for examining and being willing. At the full moon, we see things that we weren't willing to look at. The light is there, and it's eclipsed to make an emphasis when the light returns. The shadow goes off the face of the moon, so something will be seen that has not been seen, and that will help you if you allow yourself to be objectively viewing, which is also Jupiter in Aquarius, what comes to light. And then allowing yourself to know what you need to do about that. This is a great time for inner work on the self and getting to the bottom of things like unconscious patterns that are causing behaviors. You know, as I've been talking to people about, it's like Groundhog Day all over again, the movie Groundhog Day. If we don't understand there's something within us that's drawing experiences to us that are similar over and over again, we have to find a way to get to the bottom of that. And so you can make that something that you put in your wish list, to find that way and to find the reason and transform it. So that's my take on this eclipse of the moon, and I will say goodbye for now.